Good morning. This is Weekend Ozarks at Large for Sunday, March 16th, 2014. I'm Christina Thomas.
And I'm Kyle Kellums. Ahead on this edition of Weekend Ozarks, a complaint has been filed against a charter school corporation for teaching creationism in Arkansas.
And one local couple has made an investment in the futures of underrepresented college students. Plus, we take a look at what's in a name in Benton County.
But first, the state legislature prepared to adjourn, and more chickens are coming to Arkansas. Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis has more in this morning's Week in Review.
Former Arkansas Treasurer Martha Schaffner was found guilty this past week for bribery and extortion charges, but her time in court is not yet done. Schaffner still faces sentencing for her conviction, as well as a separate trial at the end of this month. U.S. Attorney Christopher Thayer was instrumental in the prosecution and says he's preparing for Schaffner's next case.
The basics of the allegation and the as set forth by the grand jury are that Ms. Schaffner was using the money that belonged to her campaign for personal expenses.
Thayer says his office is still determining the severity of the sentence they are seeking. Schaffner faces up to 20 years in prison for being found guilty on 14 counts of bribery and extortion related to steering state business to a bond broker in exchange for cash payments totaling $36,000. Both chambers of the Arkansas legislature approved each other's $5 billion budget bill this week, bills which were referred to as the Revenue Stabilization Act. The bill's approval is one of the last actions of the session before adjournment this Wednesday. After the House recessed, Republican Speaker Davy Carter of Cabot reflected on the behavior of legislators in the context of a divisive national political environment.
To be able to do what we did, working together, Republicans, Democrats, I think is remarkable. I'm very proud of that, and I'm proud of all the members for plying through the issues together. And I think that's what the 89th General Assembly. Hopefully, we one of the things that they're remembered for. It just doesn't happen that way very many places.
Carter continued, saying the private option will be looked at in future years as a foundation for something that is good and can continually be built upon. The health care reform uses expanded eligibility and funds intended for Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act to purchase private insurance for low-income Arkansans. More than 100,000 state residents have gained coverage in the first few months of the program. A poultry company is making a major expansion in northeast Arkansas, creating 1,000 new jobs in the state. Governor Mike Beebe was joined at the Capitol Monday by the CEO of Pico Foods to announce details of a $165 million investment in Randolph and Clay counties for a fully integrated poultry facility. Grant Tenniel, director of the Arkansas Economic Development Commission, says the investment will have a major impact on the region.
There are going to be farmers who begin to grow chickens up there that never have before. The feed requirements to keep all of these chickens fed is high. So you're going to, you know, have a ripple out into the community. The hauling of both the grain in and the chickens out is going to employ a bunch of new truck drivers. These kinds of jobs tend to create a large ripple effect, and that's really what we're looking for.
State and county contributions included more than $5 million, with more employment and production-based incentives expected to follow. State lawmakers questioned the director of the State Highway and Transportation Department Tuesday over concerns with the department's response to ice-laden roads. Winter weather conditions earlier this month caused overnight delays and miles of stagnant traffic flow in eastern Arkansas. Highway Director Scott Bennett said the problem goes beyond the actual response plan.
We've done a lot of those things, reducing our forces, trying to reduce the amount of the fleet we have, increasing the average age of the fleet and trying to take better care of what we have. We've done a lot of those things in the name of efficiency. When you have an event like this, you know, it doesn't take you long to figure out that a lot of the things we've done in the name of efficiencies have really become glaring deficiencies.
Bennett said comparisons to the responses of Missouri and Tennessee are misleading because portions of northeast Arkansas received more ice and those states have much larger budgets for winter storms. In addition to modifying tactics for cleanup, Bennett said $50 to $60 million are needed to prevent the types of delays experienced. Some legislators found the request humorous and indicated the level of funding isn't likely anytime soon. And officials have delayed the opening of Fort Smith's $50 million U.S. Marshals Museum until late 2017. The U.S. Marshals Museum Board initially planned to open the museum in 2016, but Vice President of Museum Operations Jessica Hayes says 2017 is a realistic estimate, given the amount of time it will take to complete the architectural design, construction documents, and exhibit work.
That's really close to a 36-month process. So now that we've got the groundbreaking date set for September of 2014, late 2017 just makes sense.
Meanwhile, the museum has announced that a gift from the widow of the late Lieutenant Governor Winthrop Paul Rockefeller will fund a 3-year lecture series which Hayes says will extend the museum's mission of education.
The Marshal Service is really unique in that it is one of the only federal agencies that's attached to all three branches of government. And that really interesting and unique relationship provides a lot of opportunities for public programs. So just in conversations around the office and with some of our board members, we sort of latched on to this idea of doing a formal lecture series that would explore each of those relationships.
Hayes says museum officials hope to attract speakers such as Supreme Court justices to Fort Smith for the annual lecture series. From the Harold and Blanche Kalk News Studio, I'm Timothy Dennis, and this is Weekend Ozarks at Large.